going on? What's going on, man? It's Talk To Him Khan, and I'm back here. Another edition of Talk To Him Khan with
your boy Baltimore Will, the bald head wonder, baby.
and
Derry.
So you already know, man. We're going to come with a correct but politic, like, what would you say, political, like, subject, like, it's political?
I would say it's political.
So today our topic is the FBI versus the black community. You like that?
Yeah.
That's some real shit, right, man. So, I mean, before we go any further, I want you to understand. I'm going to drop a disclosure, man. Like, what is being said here? If I say something, don't take it out on them. You know what I mean? If they say something, you can take it out on me because I feel all the shits. But we don't care about, like, we gonna talk about anything, like religion, race, sex. If you fucking a man turn woman, what they call them? Transgender. Yeah, all of them. Yeah, we got you too. Because if it's news, it's news. And we gonna get in that ass. Pause. So, yeah. But, so, man, the feds, man. The FBI. They put their hands on a lot of our peoples, man, and got them the fuck up out of there quickly too.
Definitely.
Like, who somebody you think? Like,
I'm going with Billie Holiday, Tupac.
See, hold on. All right, I fuck with the Billie Holiday because, like, Billie Holiday. Well, they said she got killed with a special fruit, right?
Yes, special fruit. It was about racism, overcoming racism, and protest.
A special fruit, though.
Yes, strange fruit. Yeah, strange fruit was the name of it.
Yeah. So my thing is, how nobody ever came along and brought this fruit again, right?
She was poisoned.
You know, the FBI had her barred from nightclubs. Like, yeah, she wasn't able to perform that song. They locked her for 18 months.
What song was it?
Strange Fruit.
Yeah.
And the song was about how her father was killed, like, a couple years before the song even came out. And he was, like, he was ill, and they told him he couldn't even get help. So she felt like, well, if he was white, then he would have been able to get the help he needed. He would have lived. So that song was about, you know, racial injustice. And the FBI was like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they pinned her with drugs and stuff.
Well, she was from here, right? Or she was, this is her spot to sing in Baltimore.
Yeah, she was originally from Philly. Right. But she has a statue dedicated to her on Pennsylvania in Lafayette.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go down there, you know, pay respects. It's then a little rough around sing, there, but, you know. Yeah.
She used to sing. She used to sing in a little theater on, what's that, Howard Street?
Yes. Yeah. And she used to sing down on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah.
And other people like Ray Charles, all of them be down on the avenue. That was the place to be.
You know why Ray Charles is down there.
Yeah, of course.
They got that nose candy for the likings.
Yes.
Let me get a little sweet taste out.
Well, definitely.
You know I'm going to get mad with this one, right? She said Tupac. Go ahead. Why you say Tupac got killed by the FBI?
I say Tupac because of how he was, like, influencing people with his music. And the whole Biggie and Tupac, like, the whole beef, it was just, like, a West Coast, East Coast thing. They was making it out to be. And it was just, you know, it was just violence that they tried to, you know, portray. But he was like, no, I'm just an artist. And they like, no, get you out of here. And then they tried to pin him with rape and all this other stuff.
Hold up, because I want to hear what he got to say. Like, what you
think? I just feel like a lot of times, especially when it comes to, like, artists, musical artists, especially in our time, it been so many times in history where the government has screwed our culture over and took leaders from us, but I feel like sometimes it just be nigga moments.
Yeah.
Nigga moments kill somebody and it just happened.
So you think
Tupac was that powerful that he was on the radar of the feds?
Clearly.
Oh, do you, like, okay, now, because of, like, I would like respect that if you was like, yeah, you know, he was related to Afeni Shakur and all that, and
yeah, you know what I mean, Black she was Panther. Black Panther, yeah,
but that wasn't his, like, come on, it was too he easy. That shit wasn't even him no more. He had Brenda's head baby and went straight to, I'm getting
yeah,
around.
Yeah, but then, like you said, it could have also been having something to deal with his mom, you know, the Black Panthers.
No, they left her living.
They left her living, but hey, but sometimes you got that backstory, you got to go too, so... And then the whole Biggie thing, it was just like, I feel like once Tupac was gone, it was like, we got to let him go too. So people was just mad. Yeah.
That nigga mom was waiting for him coming.
Yeah, there's so many people that think that Big had something to do with that because Big had relationships with Crips and a Crip was the one that killed him. So it was,
but my thing is, Pop
was okay, yo.
None of that.
I need people to stop, yo. Pop was all right, yo.
Nobody
he was not that, yo.
I mean, solved. You see what I'm saying? Nobody murders were solved.
I mean, the murders were solved.
Well, not to the public, just, they claimed.
Yeah, it was solved. We know who the fuck did it. But it's, yeah.
That is a whole
new I may be biased. Cause like I don't fuck with Pop like that.
Well, my thing is, this he is about.
No, he's from New York too. Yeah, yeah.
Pop.
Real over fate.
But listen.
Thanks to Will.
The point of the question was, who did the FBI set up? So we just saying. I'm gonna
give
be
you
down.
That one. That's your thought. That's how. All right.
So you said no.
The hell no, he ain't killed
well,
no.
Well, what you say?
Pop.
I said no. Say nigga moment.
No.
That's definitely a nigga moment.
Pop, if Pop stayed in that Apocalypse Now mode and all that, before he, when he was hanging with Shock G and them, and
yeah.
Before he got with, like, if he stayed that moment all the way till he died,
yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, they killed him because he was saying some shit. Yo, set that shit the fuck down quick. Like, oh, what you say? Thug Life?
Yo was
that shit gonna sell me some records? Okay.
Yo was giving the message the government wanted. Nigga killing niggas.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So, what about... Okay, I got Michael Jackson. I think that the FBI took out Mike. Just my thoughts.
Mike Bodyguard even said he a pill popping motherfucker.
But my thing is...
Still don't know how Mike's skin color changed.
Listen, this is about...
Right.
We're going to say he had white babies and
shit.
Since
we just giving names, you said no. You say no.
Nah. I say that they pushed him, like you said earlier off camera, like they pushed him to possibly pop more pills than usual because all the rape cases with these little boys and then... Even when two of the little boys came out and said, no, my father did this so we can get some money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. The constant going on court. But to actually, like, them actually getting them pull the trigger, nah, it ain't that.
I think so, because Mike was a humanitarian. And also, Mike knew a lot of those leaders. Like, he was friends with the King family, friends with certain people. So I feel like... He knew a lot of things. He'd been around for so long in that limelight.
Mike wasn't publicly pushing.
He would in the songs. If you listen to songs, he's pushing in unity.
What you
got to
think about it? That Mike flopped. That Mike didn't do good on records.
But he still pushed Man in the Mirror, stuff like that. Like, he tried to get people to think outside the box. People don't want that. They don't want that. So
he was cool with Nelson
Man
get Dallas too.
All of them.
Mike old bodyguard said he got fired because he started being concerned for Michael Jackson, and he got fired one day. He turned a dude away who came with a grocery bag full of pills. Full of fucking pills.
I believe that shit.
When he said that, I was like, yeah, Mike was doing it too much.
I believe it.
Mike was doing it too
much. Okay, but who's to say it wasn't the FBI that had the bag of pills?
Mike fired somebody. Mike wanted that man.
No.
Mike wanted that
somebody
shit.
Somebody lost their job.
Mike,
no.
Mike said...
Okay. All right. Next. So, what you think? No. Yes. No.
No.
All right. Well. All right. Bill Cosby.
Yes.
So why you even say Bill did that himself?
Bill was doing too much stuff. Bill was trying to buy a major network and be the first.
Allegedly.
Bill was trying to buy, in my head, it ain't no allegedly. My man Bill was
dumb.
Oh, yeah? Tried to buy the NBC. They didn't want that shit back on. No good, positive shit on
Epic
TV.
Epic fail.
This was the crazy thing about me. When I heard the shit, I'm like, I watched a documentary of Hugh Hefner. Bill Cosby got his own room in the Playboy Mansion.
Right.
Yeah.
So, he was going to go to the Playboy Mansion.
He was getting crazy.
And then you see the females that came forward.
Yeah.
Me too. Like,
trash. You see that shit?
I'd rather you instead of going to the Playboy Mansion.
Bruh.
Well, listen.
I'm going to the Playboy Mansion if I was Bill. You're
so, ready? Y'all say yes or no?
No, you
said no, the FBI didn't set up Bill.
No, yeah, they did.
You said,
they
yeah,
did.
Oh, you said yeah. Oh, we agreed only on that.
Look at it, though.
What about
look how powerful Bill was? Bill did so much things for the black culture. They've been wanting to get Bill.
As soon as he started going to these black colleges and going to these black neighborhoods and pushing that, that agenda of, you know what I mean? Yo, because we black don't mean that we have to live by a certain way. We can be great ourselves, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, another rape charge.
Yeah.
Listen.
And then there's another thing with Bill Cosby. A lot of people don't know the Cosby Show, they wasn't going to air it because when Bill came up with it, they wanted him to change it from being a lawyer and
right, they didn't want him
to a teacher and a
regular
trash
black
person,
people.
And a trash
he was supposed to be a trash boy and
was supposed to be a teacher.
Yeah.
And the thing is, only reason why they end up going through with it is the fact that the pilot, when they tested it, the ratings was through the roof on the test. So like, all right, now we're gonna do the show because at the end of the day, they want that money.
See, they don't want niggas to be doctors, lawyers, shit like that, man.
They was telling Bill, it's unbelievable for this family to have a doctor and a lawyer as a mother and be black.
That is true. Okay, the next person, Martin Luther King.
Hell yeah!
All right, I guess that goes without saying. Frank Hampton.
Fred Hampton.
Fred Hampton. Sorry.
Yes, Fred Hampton. We seen that shit.
All of Black Panther. Fred Hampton, Bobby Seale, Huey Newton, all of them.
Smoked them.
All of them. The thing is,
for fun for them.
They labeled them terrorists. You know, I know. Like, that's
they laid them terrorists, and the KKK is still just a group.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's a big thing too, because that with that point, you gotta look at it like, how is it the KKK was running around for so many years really doing damage to black lives, you know what I'm saying? And it never was a time where the FBI said, okay, we gotta have a special unit out to fucking follow the KKK and see what they're doing.
Because
they didn't care.
Right.
Yeah. You got to think about this, too. Fred Hampton was too powerful. Like, the Rainbow Coalition is not phony-ass Jesse Jackson's. Mm-hmm. It was his, right?
Right.
But not only that, the Rainbow Coalition had the Latin mafias, the Confederate motherfuckers, the blacks. Yeah, I mean, like, he had all them people, and he was the chairman for that shit. Like, the feds had to get him out of there. Like, you had white people.
Right.
Like, ready to fucking go to war with you.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to smoke him out.
Right. Yeah.
We got to kill him now. Right. Like, that's why I said, no reason for him to go to jail. We want him to go to jail. For what? We need him dead before he even go to jail.
Right.
Yo, he got killed before the day before he was supposed to be Report to jail.
Right. 21.
At 21.
21.
That's, yo. Yeah. Hats off to Cuz.
Yeah.
His son, too. He's still running that Black Panther shit.
Yeah.
Who else? You have Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
They set Sam Cooke up.
Yo.
Sam Cooke, the shit don't match up. Now, yeah. Everybody who knew Sam Cooke said
He wasn't violent.
He wasn't none of this. Mm-hmm. But now, he had a ball at night. He leave with, I don't know, the lady white or Chinese. She looked Chinese, but I think she white. Go to the hotel. Mm-hmm. When they're in the hotel, supposedly he got in an altercation with her. She ran to the front desk mm-hmm. where a black lady was there, and the black lady shot Sam Cooke for coming at them two. Now, it's funny how they always, all these leaders
die.
Right, they die, and it's a black person who pulled the trigger.
At the forefront, bro. Right?
Yep.
Yo, we killed, yo. It's so funny, yo.
And I don't even think the lady, I think they shot him.
And she ain't paid
the lady. Paid the lady to say, she was acting in self-defense. And they said, instead of giving the white lady he left with, let's get the black lady at the front desk, because then it ain't going to look as suspicious if a black person saying, yeah, I shot him.
Not only that, yo, the black lady at that, like, if you look deep into that story, how she had a come up after that.
That's crazy.
Like, she lived very well.
Yeah.
Right. You don't live well from working at a fucking motel. Right. It wasn't a hotel.
Yeah, it was a motel.
Motel.
Right. But it's the shit that's so fucked up. Mm-hmm. He died what? What,
that's awful.
Like six, seven months after desegregation?
Right. Yeah.
But he was out there. Yo, he had too much power too. Like, he was already singing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And white people was loving it.
And that was right after he recorded "Change Won't Come."
Yo, white people,
they knew that song was gonna be powerful. They didn't want him going in arenas singing that song.
That's wild.
Cause who was going to his concerts after white people? Right. They didn't want white people hearing that song.
Yeah.
Especially not standing in front of looking at him like this, the black man we know and love, and he's singing his heart out about how bad it is for his people.
Yo. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
FBI was smart. They got us the fuck up out of there for the simple fact they knew, all right, boom.
Yes.
Sam Cooke has a big ass following. Look, hold on. You notice they said that shit in the
199.
They even say that shit in the black and Judas and the Black Messiah. Yep, like, we already let people like Sam Cooke, we already let all of them become famous.
Yeah.
We gotta kill this other motherfucker before he do. Like, he had two. Like, you ever seen his story? How Sam Cooke?
Yeah.
Like, how he, when he was singing for the white people before, they used to, like, what is this shit?
Right.
And then as soon as he flipped it around and then started singing away that they already stole from us. They started loving his ass. He blew up like a fuck. Damn. Who else you got?
Okay.
Who else they steal from us? Who else?
Did I say Eazy-E already?
Damn. Suge Knight killed that nigga.
Okay, you said Suge Knight?
Yeah, Suge Knight.
Okay.
I never
seen how AIDS touched a person, but never the kids. Yo, his wife was pregnant with the daughter.
Right.
That was crazy.
She never had AIDS?
I know. It don't make sense.
Come on, bruh. Right. Now, you know what? You right. Fed smoked them, y'all. Because you know why I just thought about that? When he was ready to make another comeback.
Yeah. Right.
He already, him and NWA already made the government look like shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie, like, when I look at NWA, I think about the Black Panthers.
Too.
Okay, yeah, it is a little bit, because of the hair, all that,
But not only that, like, they stood for it.
Fight the power.
Like I said, France had a whole bunch of white people on his side.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. NWA had millions of white people in the arena screaming, fuck the police.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
That movie was good.
They probably, they probably did give him the AIDS shot, yeah? Somebody gave him the AIDS shot.
You might have.
Straight out of Compton was crazy.
You can't put it past him, though. You definitely can't put a pass on all the shit.
Yo, scientists, they got doctors. Hey, yeah, let this this special doctor go in here and see why he coughing up a lung.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know if I said Malcolm X. So so you think hands down.
The fuck down.
Yeah, hands
so
that was too powerful a nigga.
So
he more powerful than Farrakhan.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hold up.
He was too powerful.
Hold up, yo. Happy brought his bitch ass up.
Oh, you can't call Farrakhan a bitch.
Well, because of
yo,
him.
You know what I said? You know I'm with the smoke, cuz.
You already know his family was blaming him.
Yo, I'm with the smoke.
And not till he did an interview, because it was like crazy. Not till he did an interview, he did apologize, but he ended up putting in this article like he should be punished by death. So it was like, I think like 2 weeks or 2 months. No, 2 months went by, and that's when he got killed in New York.
Yeah.
But they blamed him because they was like, he incited all that. Not, that you know, like directly.
Just
but
like Donald Trump incited the Capitol.
Yeah. So it's just the point of putting it out there.
Just think about this, right? Who was in charge when Malcolm was making moves?
What you mean?
Who was in charge?
Who was the president?
No. Of the nation.
But Hoover was doing all that.
Farrakhan, right? Hold up.
Well, I heard he was the one like in the background with him.
He was the man.
That's what he said.
Elijah Muhammad, Farrakhan, Muhammad, bro. Mm-hmm. Malcolm, I mean. Yo, like, yo.
Yeah.
How can... that's like... I'm sitting like that's like us, right? Mm. Everybody, oh, it's talking to Tom Khan.
Yeah.
But y'all stop blowing up. And I'm still sitting here, right?
Right.
They gonna be like, damn, yo got ran off the road. Yo, and then I take back over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Bro, nobody was listening to Farrakhan no more.
And that was the thing with them banishing him from teaching the Nation Islam, you was gonna have a lot of people who followed Nation Islam, followed whatever the hell Malcolm X was building up.
Bruh. Malcolm was definitely building a whole... One, they didn't like him because he started being cool with Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
Farrakhan already was against that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the pictures came out that they met, and they were sitting down enjoying the fucking conversation,
mm-hmm.
and then the handshake, and then Malcolm started reading parts of the Bible, the white man's book.
Yeah,
bro, that shit. Farrakhan said, "Get him the fuck up."
Well,
out
do
of
you this. Know why? Well, like you say, it was jealousy, but it also was because you know that Malcolm ended up like finding out that the guy that taught him all that, you know, had kids, young kids, pregnant, and all that. So he was like, "How can I follow you and you ain't living righteously?" So that's why he was like, "I gotta do my own thing." So that's the reason why he came out with the article. Like, you ain't gonna be talking down about us and all that, but he wasn't really doing it. He just like, look. You just ain't doing it how you really supposed to be doing. I got to do it my way. So they got jealous and was like, let's take him out.
Nah,
so
the feds came to Farrakhan and said, Farrakhan, you got a lot of underhanded shit that
so
we ain't swooped you to fuck. Come
the
on.
Enemy of my enemy
William,
my
William O'Neill, too?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You let me come in. You got some shit that we could swoop down on your ass for. Don't act like the Nation of Islam just all peaceful motherfuckers though. I be hating when people act like that. They have the bow ties are some real motherfuckers, bro. Like they smoke shit like.
Right.
They the enforcers. They made sure you don't come too close to the nation.
So why was you saying that? So do you think, like, you know, is a confession letter about this NYPD cop that used to work he was working for the FBI, so mm-hmm. he ended up writing like a confession letter. He left it with his friend.
Because he should never arrested Joe.
He was arresting his security, so on that night,
so
he
you
got
could
shot
get
up.
Smoked!
Right. But Farrakhan was dead, but he was saying like he was supposed to be, I think he ain't even from there, but he said, oh, he was in town that night because he had a convention or something.
What's
to
the
go
best?
To.
What's the best way to take over?
And went there. I was like, that's
what's
weird.
The best way to take over? When you see your competition going down.
Yeah, well, they took him down.
Yo, you gotta think about it, right? I know a lot of people won't be upset with me. I don't really give a fuck. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. But the proof in the pudding, right?
Yeah.
If y'all didn't have nothing to do with it, why was y'all so silent about it, but y'all kept everything around? And then the man that just killed Malcolm just died.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He was a straight, yo, and he moved up in the ranks in that shit. Mm-hmm. He moved up in the ranks in the Nation of Islam. Like,
I also heard somebody was,
If you really was sad about what happened, man, why not ban him? Y'all done banned so many people from
Bro, they kept momentums of that shit. They kept the chair that the bullet went through.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard that. But one of them was framed, I heard. So that's where the FBI got to come in.
Bruh.
this where everything
goes. Well, who killed them, though? Who looked like they killed them?
Right, the Islam killed them.
That's crazy,
yeah.
This where everything went south to me was when he came back from that pilgrimage from Mecca.
Oh, yeah.
And he made that speech where he talked about before everything I said, I will always start with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad mm-hmm. teaches me. He said, I won't do that no more. Then he with the nation in America, the Muslims in America, was teaching to hate whites. He said, I just came from a pilgrimage in Mecca mm-hmm. where I drunk out the same cup as white people. He said, now it might be too soon for white people to join what we're doing, mm-hmm. but y'all can help. And that you know that pissed them off because mm-hmm. they was teaching like it's nothing a white person can do for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not only that, it was, yo, all right. It just fucks me up because, look, right after that happened, mm-hmm. it seemed like the Nation of Islam went off the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whole time Malcolm was out here mm-hmm. making his momentum. Moves and building momentum behind that shit, Farrakhan was just sitting on his tail, watching his understudy make do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking feds, police hated these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Soon as Malcolm get killed, it was like the fucking FBI and government washed their hands with him.
Yeah, of course. Because
they knew it had nobody had the momentum or the charisma that Malcolm X had. Malcolm X was a leader that drew people in to follow him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not saying Farrakhan or Elijah Muhammad didn't have that. But they didn't have it to the extent where he had.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say that now. Farrakhan, he can speak.
Yeah, yeah, that's
Elijah can speak, but he don't have that person that personal, like when a person speak like that,
mm-hmm.
it's like damn. Now know who's yo like people. Jamal Bryant is a hell of a speaker. Right, that's why no one leave you. He could do whatever the fuck he want. No one's gonna leave him.
Right.
Because he. Is a hell of a speaker, bro. But they killed Malcolm, and with the help of the FBI, they did that shit, yo. People gonna be like, "Oh my god, they did!" I don't give a fuck. They did.
They did.
Smoked his ass.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
Feel like they teamed up and got Malcolm out of there.
They always, yo, the FBI has always found the fall guy. In a black organization, or close to a black organization, to take them out, like
right.
it's so crazy. Like nobody in the KKK mm-hmm. has tried to take out a prime wizard, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because they part of the FBI.
Okay. Okay.
You can never say that the FBI is never gonna say that that's what it is. Because FBI was built on fucking KKK, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I think too, the same thing that happened with Fred Hammond, I feel like that probably happened. She got me saying Hammond. Mm-hmm.
They were hungry.
No, she said Frank. I said Frank by accident.
He hungry. He hungry. He wants some ham.
Clearly.
Well, the same thing that happened with Fred Hampton was the same shit I feel like they had with all those leaders. Malcolm Max, Martin Luther King. I'm sure the feds had somebody in their organization to know when would be the right time to set it up. Because you know, they are so fucking well planned and everything. They probably had somebody here. This be the best time.
They're intelligent.
Yeah.
You know who was for Malcolm?
Huh?
I mean, it was.
Don't say Jesse.
For Malcolm, it was Farrakhan. For Martin, it was Jesse.
I knew you were gonna say.
Well, Jesse, he got his too. Like they made him think he was gonna be president. And
he
held that down.
That's the whole. That's the whole
what I'm
thing.
Saying. You can get me so far, but they say no, nigga, no.
Once you do what I want you to do, I can renege.
Right there.
And what
go.
You gonna say? You're not gonna. I could put you in a position right now to go out here and be like, yo, somebody said something about your sister. Lying like a bitch. Like, don't call her because they already watching. They watching, so they waiting. They going to bust her ass. You're going to have to go kill him right now. You're going to go and kill that motherfucker because I know how he love his sister. And then when you be like, yo, I thought you said, I'm like, bruh, what? Who is this motherfucker? I don't even know him. You know what I'm saying?
That's what
happened. But that's what the fans do.
Yep.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So who would have been for Sam Cooke, though? His fucking road manager.
You think so?
The bitch ass. Just think about it. His road manager, any other night, stayed in a room next to him.
Right.
That night, yo didn't stay there.
True.
Damn. That's crazy. Well, you pussy foot motherfuckers, bro. See? That's why people be like, yo, why white people be around you? That's what, like, be asking these people to lie money. Like, oh, because the motherfuckers, they ain't going to try to kill yo. They ain't going to try to kill me. And the white people aren't not going to go down with it. They pussy.
Exactly.
They scared.
Right.
They ain't going to do that shit.
So what you going to do next?
Nipsey.
Nipsey? I thought we said Nips. We ain't say Nips.
We didn't say Nips.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nips another nigga more.
No.
I'm going to say that.
I want to say it was
the feds killed Nip. No. LAPD killed Nip.
I'm going with FBI. FBI killed Nip.
Nip let it be known.
Hey, Rolling 60.
Rolling 60.
Big
Crep.
You all that.
Rolling 60 first.
But on top of that, first, but secondly, he was fucking trying to bridge a gap between the police and the fucking community.
Yeah,
right?
Right. He was
but
positive.
He was supposed to be talking with the commissioner the day before he got murdered about certain shit that he know about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right after he was killed, LAPD, like, probably like not even a month later, hollered that the LAPD had a gang that was going around Compton, fucking Crenshaw, and all them other spots, fucking putting fake charges on people, bruh. Gang, like, fake gang member charges on people. Nip knew that.
I still feel like this nigga
was more than that.
No, but I'm just saying, though.
Yeah.
When somebody supposed to have a meeting to try to bridge that gate, but you're also like, yo, I know some shit about XYZ because this person not even a gang member, and you're going to say that he was involved in some gang activity. He don't have no gang tats. He don't even have no gang family members.
Mm-hmm.
But you caught him somewhere supposed to be a gang member. That's false. Yo, they going through, it's 140 fucking cases that they put on people in a month, bro, in L.A. And they call them motherfuckers, they call them something. Like, I forgot the name of that shit, but it was like a gang. No, it was a police, LAPD. But they killed him. They go to Eric like, yo, you can't come back to this block because they said you're a fucking rat. Who said it? Nipsey said it. You gonna go around there, Nip hit you with the, because what you say, he'll crip first, right?
Right.
Yo, don't bring your mark ass around here till we get that paperwork to say you ain't. Oh, why? Here, take this gun. I give you the gun, bro. I'm gonna give you the gun. What they gave? That's so much speculation. They gave William O'Neill a fucking car to ride around Fred Hampton, bro. So it's no well, spec. That's not speculation. That's real shit.
And that's awful.
But look though, they find the motherfucker who did it, right? From a blurry. The police found the motherfucker who did it from a blurry camera.
Right, and witness testimony.
It was a lot of witnesses.
People that was there, right? Yeah. That said, "Yo, the dude Eric did it, right?" Yeah. But usually, what they have to go on, sure enough evidence. They trying him as he did it, right?
Right.
Because they say, "Nah, bitch, we ain't giving you what you want. You're out of here. You're out of here."
But my thing is,
they will get you out of here.
He want everything to be a hood nigga moment.
No, my thing right. is, I done seen Nipsey done showed multiple times.
Smacking niggas?
I'm not playing with niggas. And even down to the little interview when the dude tried to run up on him and get the interview in the parking lot.
Yeah.
He straight rolled up on homeboy. He could have gotten his car and pulled off and just ignored him. He closed his door back.
Yeah. Let him know what time it is.
You better know what you doing before you come up here. I rolled 61st. I'm a rapper, but nigga, don't get fucked up out here.
But you got to think about it. This is another incident where the feds knew he wasn't going to have his security.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro. This is how I know they knew
when the commissioner came out
and said he never around there without his security. But how did you know? Because he talked to you. He talked to the commissioner because I'm in the city. We can still have that meeting. I'm about to ride up here real quick. Yo, how do you, of all days, yo walk up on him asking him about is he a rat?
They saying that he was in the store at first and they got into an argument. He left out. Then he came back.
Fuck no. You got to look at that camera, y'all. See, that's what I don't like. See, the feds, yo, on that camera, Nipsey is in that motherfucker. Nipsey and that bitch outside in front of your whip, talking to another motherfucker who just came home. This the thing, because that motherfucker said, yeah, it was Eric. They said, yo, you weren't even supposed to be around Nip. People don't talk about that. The person who told the police, like, yo, I got shot, and the motherfucker that I know to be around here named Eric shot him. They said, oh, yeah, even though you just came home, my nigga, you're not even supposed to be there around Nipsey.
Right. Yeah. Of course he wasn't.
But why? Because I bet you if he didn't say who it was, he'd still be all right. Because he was around there talking to Nip, then yo left, came back, and did what he did. Terrible. Nigga never walked in the store.
No. They said he was in the store first before he even came back to shoot him. They got an argument in the store.
No.
And then he came back and shot outside.
I seen that motherfucker go here, say whatever he was saying, leave.
Right, and came
the
back.
Time motherfucker moving. That bitch came right back. And then his girl, like, yeah, we only went up the street to get the beam.
Psst, darn it. That's all.
And she ain't getting charged either. Because right. she part of the feds.
She claimed that he held the gun to her.
She part of the feds. Fed bitches.
Right.
But they had to get him out of there, too, because once he started getting notoriety of what he was actually doing in L.A.
Yeah.
What? Once again, another Fred Hampton moment. I'm bringing people together to tell you, nigga, we ain't taking it no more.
Right.
You bringing a... The Crips and the Bloods together?
Yeah, no.
And Nevada?
Yeah.
Bruh.
No, goodbye.
Nip could have had it like fucking LA in the early 80s, bruh. With all them coming together. Yeah. You see how they wanted shit to happen when they came together with the, like, tying the flags together around it? They wanted something to go down. You see the police drops a bottle people think is a gunshot. Stop running. Come on, bro. They wanted the motherfucker to whip out like so they could start shooting shit, man. Come on, man. And Cowboy looking like a suck out here, though. Because now he got his own clothing line. You see that?
No, I ain't.
Suck the shit. But once again, a black man takes out another one. But no, go. Y'all seen the Monday in Miami?
Yeah,
one night. Black. What is it? Judas and the Black Messiah.
I saw Judas and Black Messiah.
Shit was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Do y'all think we need more movies like that in today's time?
Yeah, but they also coming out with United States versus Billie Holiday.
Yeah, that's how on Hulu now.
Yeah, so the girl that played her role.
She can really sing too.
Yeah, her name is Audrey O'Day.
Oh yeah, O'Day. Yeah. Oh, I was listening to her.
No, Andrea. Whatever it is. Andrea Day. And she said she really got into character. She lost 40 pounds to play that role.
Yeah, because Billie Holiday was a 10.
From the heroin.
She was a 10.
Yeah, so she played that.
She fucked me up just now.
Yeah.
All right.
She only lost weight from heroin?
Well, the lady was saying that she got into the role, but she was smoking cigarettes and all that. But she ain't say she was doing her.
She hit said, that shit, cuz. She got all the way in the role.
She said, I got to get lower.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. This shit felt like this.
She said she got call to the point Billy. Where she was starving herself at the end.
Call me Billy. Billy Day.
Yes.
Nah, I'm going to watch that, though, because that, like, to hear that Billie Holiday was also a target of the FBI, that shit crazy. Yeah. Like, why would you go and target this woman?
A lady,
bro?
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, damn, she wasn't even pushing. Like, she wasn't on no front line or nothing. Mm-hmm. She just wanted to sing.
Yeah, well, you was inciting the people, so none of that.
Her songs and shit was like,
they said the songs so were mellow. The people so like it was like sink in, like the words to really like touch.
She
them.
She done that. She did the song that was on Rock, wasn't she?
It's
you remember the Rock TV show?
Yeah, I remember Rock. Papa Me.
No, it was another song that they would play at the end of that shit. She, what was the other song she had outside of this? The Sacred Fruit shit. What was that? Damn, that shit was real popular, too. I'ma find out.
Strange Fruit.
But she...
They supposed to be coming out with a Martin Luther King one, too. MLK versus...
Yo, King. I want to see if they going to really put in there when he was fucking the horse.
Martin Luther King?
Yeah. They said Martin Luther King had horse. But that's again, could that be another plot of the FBI trying to hide that shit?
What? Right. Assassinate his
character? Yeah, because now you're going to... He's dead. Like, you gonna bring out that he had whores? Coretta Scott King stayed next to him all the time.
A lot of people said that too.
Who?
A lot of people said that.
Who? Jesse Jackson?
I remember Martin did that in one of his stand-ups.
Oh, that was Billy Holiday. I guess they had a man sing that Billy Holiday.
It wrote it, right?
Gold,
yeah.
God Bless the Child.
See, God. That's, yep. Yeah. I knew my shit, oh. Yeah. God Bless the Child. That was a real, you never heard that song?
Probably did, because I watched Rock.
I ain't never heard her version.
Yo,
I heard
that Rock shit. Yeah. Now, I ain't gonna that lie. Her voice was powerful, though.
Yeah.
Her voice. She.
Yeah, but I still didn't
be like, I'm going to get out of here and listen to this shit. Nah, I didn't feel that.
But it's different back then because, you know, wasn't really like all that TV and stuff they was watching.
They was actually going outside.
Yeah.
And on top of it, hope, you know what I'm saying, black people themselves tried to fight more for hope. Like now we get so much shit that they was never privy to get. You know what I'm saying? So the hope factor was bigger where the average 20-year-old ain't hoping for a better life as much.
They just living day by day and shit.
And their hope of living a better life is making more money. Back then, their hope in life was that the police wasn't going to beat the shit out of me or I wasn't going to get lynched in the street.
Right, making for another day.
I still say that.
The evolution of hope.
I still say that, like, today's world is better off than yesterday's world.
Yeah.
Because we have all resources in our hand. They don't. They didn't.
Right.
But I definitely recommend people to watch. What is the state versus Billie Day?
The United States versus Billie Holiday. Yeah.
The Fed states. The Feds versus United Billie Day.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it should be.
And Black and Judas and the Black Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And One Night in Miami, yo. One Night in Miami, yo. I ain't gonna lie. I heard about that before, but to actually see it, and that shit was crazy.
Yeah, because I heard I was looking at this old documentary on Jim Brown. Mm-hmm. Jim Brown was talking about it or whatever, and they was asking him, like, what was the most powerful thing he did? He, like, honestly, it was him sitting down one night with Malcolm, Sam Cooke, and Ali, and just talking the whole... we talked the whole night, for real. And he's like, we got a whole bunch of stuff off our chest, and all us came out of that conversation stronger.
Okay. And it was so crazy, though. He the only one that came out... Well, Jim Brown still lived, but then Jim Brown sold his soul, too. But then...
I
can't talk about it. I like Jim Brown. I just didn't like the move that he made. Like, it wasn't like Young Greg go talk to Trump type move. It was like, I'm going to listen to this man because I believe in some of the stuff that he's saying. Like, what the fuck is he saying? You like Jim? I know you getting old. You getting senile a little bit too, then. You lived the shit that his uncles and shit put you through.
The shit is Jim Brown and that tax bracket that Trump helping out.
Right, yeah. That's it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of rich people, even T.I. said that. He like, I don't fuck with Trump, but I do appreciate
it. Like Ice Cube, yeah.
But you got to think, yo, when you look at that, right, it's, what, three out of two people. Well, no, four out of those four people, two of them were killed, yo.
Right.
Assassinated.
Assassinated.
And right after that, because Malcolm X was killed, like, the next month. And,
yeah.
And Sam Cooke was killed the next year.
Yeah. No, cause what? No, they think he got killed in
64. Yeah.
Sam Cooke was killed in 64, December. Right. Right. That next the couple of months.
Yeah.
Because it was like April, December.
No worry. I thought it was longer than that. No,
it was like December 11th or some shit.
Right.
But,
Oh, and they got Malcolm, who really killed Malcolm X.
Oh, yeah. If you watched that, that was the one. Yeah. That's on Netflix, right?
I think so.
Yeah. That shows you that the fucking Nation of Islam helped put a bullet in that man.
Right.
I'm just saying. Yo, he walks around asking, like, older Nation of Islam people.
Mm-hmm.
They like, yo, they tell him straight up the back, yo, don't open up that can of worms no more.
Man.
You might not make it. Yo made it and came out to the evidence like, damn, y'all really?
Right.
Y'all did this shit, bro?
Yeah.
And then you can see it in the man's eyes like, damn, like, it's like, all right, if you followed somebody for so long,
mm-hmm.
and then you realize, like, damn, these people was the one that... Mm-hmm. That's like almost like, damn, you talked to your brother, and your brother was the one that killed your other brother. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked. That shit crazy. But we got some gossip. I mean, look, go and watch them. Enjoy what we're doing. But we're going to talk that ratchet shit right now real quick before we get out of here.
We
can't leave without the gossip ratchet shit.
Okay.
Who we got?
I got a couple.
We got that Kim. We got Nick Cannon.
Yes, Nick Cannon.
What is the chest doing now?
So
fucking all these girls. Getting all these girls pregnant. That's what you guys.
He said
you,
he was a gigolo.
With R. Kelly.
I'm just glad that his girl's of age.
As we know.
Yes, as we know.
Because he hung with Kelly a lot.
Who, Nick Cannon?
That wasn't just for the song.
You think so?
He was able to separate himself from... Yo, he hung with Kelly after he got acquitted from the first time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they made Gigolo.
Right.
So, with Nick Cannon, he gave three women Valentine's Day gifts, and they all posted it online. So he gave them all like a house full of balloons, and on the bed he left like rose petals with the initials of the women, well, the lady and whoever the lady is, and himself. So one of the girls is pregnant with his twins, allegedly.
Hold on, he gave him a house, or he put the balloons in their house.
Somehow he got into these people's houses and they put it in their flowers, like the whole nine. Girls like, oh my God, like he did this for me. So then one of the other girls, she ended up getting like King Cannon under her boob. And and she ended up posting a picture with him and her kissing, and she had a whole house full of balloons. So people was up there online like oh my gosh, like what is going on? So the girl ended up like saying like, y'all need to mind y'all business, pretty much, like y'all probably getting cheated on right now. So one of the other girls, she just had a one of the girls is already have a kid with him, Golden. So she had a baby with him in December.
No, the baby's son name is named Golden.
I think like three or four Golden Cannon, right? So
just leave him alone.
I forgot what the daughter name is, but she had it in December. So he got a new girl pregnant with twins, and then had the girlfriend. So the girlfriend the next day ended up saying like, no situation is worth compromising my sanity or something like that. So I guess she dumped him.
And what I get from this whole story?
So my point of the story is, is Nick the man, or is like he being dumb? I think he was being dumb.
I just think he was being dumb for giving the girls the same stuff.
I don't give a fuck what they look like. He's been dumb and they been dumb. Know why?
Why?
This motherfucker is out here fucking all of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yo, you're talking. Oh, bitch, go to hospital. He just fucked two other bitches.
Right, pretty much. That's what it came down to. The biz is lit.
He's
with
nasty, bro.
Rose petals. Yes, that's what you're getting. So I'm happy if the one girl, you know, left him alone. But it'll be others because he got money to buy a whole new woman.
He nasty.
Whatever. People
he don't
do it
spend
all
his
the
money
time.
On condoms.
People do it all the time.
I'm going to tell you this.
You know what?
The same ones talking like I'm gone. Right.
Yeah. I know.
You know what? If Magic Johnson could get rid of HIV, Nick Cannon can too.
Well, I wouldn't say all that. Nick just is out here living
his best life. No, no, no. He got the money.
Nick got long money. Nick got long money. He's living his best life.
So I think he wanted probably like a, what is it, a throuple? Is that what people went to now?
No, he can get rid of.
What's his name?
HIV.
Or monogamy. Not monogamy. What's the one now where you can have two wives?
Yeah.
Black love.
I
and
call
all
that
this.
Shit just being an African.
So.
Huh? I think it's pronounced polygamy.
I'm singular.
Maybe he should just be into that. But
only,
he said
I'm
he
only
don't
into
get married
singular
again.
Women.
Well, my thing is, just be upfront and you can do what you want to do.
I do it. If it's any couples that's lesbians, trying to add a man, he out here not spending his money on condoms either.
Exactly.
Oh, I ain't say that.
I said I would do the
Kim
and Kanye don't
work. So the next one is Kim and Kanye. Kim and Kanye, Kim filed for divorce this week, and it's $2.5 billion on the line, but they have a prenup, and this is Kim's third divorce. So is it Kim that's crazy, or is it Kanye? Because this is his first marriage. Clearly, she can't keep her husband. So which one is it? Well,
who signed the prenup?
They both signed the prenup because they both good. So they want to just joint custody, keep it moving.
We did the show on FBI's against the black culture. We need to do a show against the Kardashians.
That shit against the black culture. Oh, my God. These whores.
Okay, and then I have another thing. So the guy that played William O'Neal in Judas versus Messiah, Lakeith is his last name.
Yeah. Oh,
he was beefing with Charlemagne the God.
Yeah.
Because he ended up saying something about, like, you know, black media outlets don't be, I guess, positive towards black people individual. So Charlemagne the God ended up saying, like, pretty much, like, okay, And he was beefing with him for the simple fact of what he was saying. So he felt like he can dish it, but he can't take it. So Aaron returned. Lakeith ended up going online and ended up holding like a gun up to Charlamagne Lagarde's picture. So my thing is, it's like one thing where it's like we can have some words, but then it's like you holding a picture with a gun. Like
sometimes Charlamagne need that because he don't.
He said he was joking.
No, nah, but when he told him, like, he told, what's his name, Daniel Akul?
Yeah.
He tell him that Yo was built for that role.
Right, so that's what he said. He asked him, like, he? Oh, right.
Bitch or something. Yeah. But you see my man Daniel didn't take that shit. Like, hold up, yo, don't talk about my guy like that.
Right, that's what happened.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a bitch.
But he ended up going online, Lakeith, and posted like, oh, that's hoes. Like, that's what hoes did.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hoes do that.
That's what he said, and that's where the beef had ended up progressing. So Charlamagne ended up ending it with, he needs to get help, and I hope he get the help that he needs.
Hey, look. All I'm happy about right now is my man Bobby and Rowdy home.
Yeah.
Give me some of that GS9 shit.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hot nigga. Give me some computer.
Yeah. So, yes. Bobby did 6 years in jail. And he was like 19, 20 when he went in there. Yeah. He's 26.
Yeah, damn,
and he's known for the Smurda. No, the Smurdy Dance.
Smurdy Dance. You think he gonna capitalize?
Oh yeah, he gotta drop fast while the momentum right now. Yeah.
They
he
had
so much momentum.
Your shit went up 624%. Song's going gold and platinum out that bitch.
Yeah.
Even Rowdy that computer song with him and Bobby just went gold.
Yeah.
That shit been out since 2016.
Oh, and what about the Vanessa and Meek Mills thing? So Meek
had a
song that was leaked, and the quote in the lyric was, "If I ever lack, I'm going out with my chopper. It be another Kobe." Vanessa said, she called out Meek and said the song she found it extremely insensitive and disrespectful. Period.
We just saying that because it's Meek Mills.
And she said she isn't familiar with his music.
She's
like,
lying.
Who are you?
She's lying.
That was my biggest thing with it. Like, you're not familiar with his music, but you heard this. Oh, so somebody told you
yes,
this.
Your husband.
And you feel like you need to say something.
Your husband banned from Philly. He was always bumping Meek.
Well, that's what she said.
And this my thing, though. At the end of the day, if you feel that way, why you felt the need to respond?
Right. She had to let him know now.
Because Meek Mills, unlike other rappers who like Pooh Shiesty and all them that had Kobe bars that I'm going to send you home to Kobe and all that other shit. I mean, I guess they not big enough. But like I say, Meek is what's the word I want to look for? Meek is that person that people want to hate. They love to hate him. You know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't even care. Like, if Meek was one of them people that we don't look for him to say some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Why we only heard that one part of that song?
That is true.
Right.
And they just people sensitive. So
and on top of it,
people sensitive.
I personally feel like that ball wasn't.
I thought it was too soon.
I don't think it was like a shot at Kobe.
Mm-hmm. It was
saying basically like, I'm just using this as a simile for what I would say.
I'm going out.
I'm going to bust my gun, dying up.
Think it was too soon. Yeah, you can look at it like that. Like, he wasn't trying to offend nobody. But at the end of the day, it's just like, this. Don't say nothing unless you're saying, like, I'm celebrating, like, Kobe.
Are we saying it's too soon because it's him? Because other people already use Kobe's name.
Well,
like you said,
some people was too soon, some people was not.
For me, yes, keep bringing that shit, Meek, you heard? Because I like being on the other side of the table with people sensitive and shit. And I'm the one in the room like, fuck that.
And that shit was hard.
Y'all want to do the current event real quick?
Yeah. Before we get out, let's get this current event.
Okay.
So with the current event today, we're gonna go over a guy who ate, who well not ate his neighbor, but a guy.
He ate his neighbor.
No.
Yeah.
It's a guy named Lawrence Paul Anderson. He went out of town and killed his friend neighbor, a lady named Andrea Lynn Backship. I think that was her name.
Backship. He probably thought how fucking hot was good. Just thought the name.
That's insane. Hold on, let me see.
The lady's name was Andrea Lynn Blankenship. That was the lady name. And basically he killed the neighbor. He went to a friend's house, killed the neighbor, cut her heart out, took it home, and cooked it with some potatoes. And served it to his family.
And then he killed other people too and shit some other people too. Like, I know he killed some other people too.
And served them on the side?
He was just coming home.
He just coming home.
That's
from jail.
Insane.
That shit was in Oklahoma.
It would be in
that
Oklahoma.
Makes me not want to go to Oklahoma.
What? Right. And then the murder happened 21 miles outside of Oklahoma, but he brought the heart back to Oklahoma to his family.
That's insane.
It's not fucking crazy, bro.
But my thing is, how if his wife and him didn't know, how you feel about him now after it came out? Like, nigga, you just served me some human heart.
Like now, man. You just got that stuck in your mouth.
Can you see him calling home? Like, baby,
I'm cooking dinner. No. Like, why are you even cooking? First of all, you're the killer. No.
Like, yo, why you fed us? You fed us a heart. Yeah, I fed your heart, baby. It's all right.
Was it FDA approved?
Then you don't know what's in that heart.
Right. Yeah.
Bring it home, man. Did she not see him bring it
right
home?
Like, you know what? Was he bloody when he brought that bitch home?
Yeah, like,
did he change clothes?
How do you
did
serve
he sneak
that
in the house and put it in?
Don't put that bitch.
If he just pulled the trash bag out and pulled the heart out of him, she should have been like, "What the fuck?
Right?
What is this? I'm not eating that.
I'm not doing that shit, man.
I know."
And the crazy thing is, when you hear it, one culture just pop out your mind that it is.
Yeah.
And then it fucked you up. Find out it is black.
It's right. Like, well, what did it smell like? Oh yeah, y'all want this COVID-19 update?
Yeah, we're gonna wrap it up with that.
All right, Johnson & Johnson has a one shot now, is a single shot. It's 72% effective in the US, 66% effective at preventing pretty much you getting like severe or moderate symptoms, and you can get it 28 days after the vaccination, your immunity builds up. Okay, and also the House passes a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, direct payments up to $1,400.
Gave my money.
Yes. And yeah. Get your shot, people.
I'm not getting that shot.
Y'all can get the shot, and I will get the second dose. Yes, the second round. And see what happens after that.
My thing is, I'm not getting no shot where they saying it's vaccination for something I still can get.
Right.
I can take the shot and still get COVID. What's the point of taking the shot?
It lessens your symptoms, and you won't be hospitalized or on a ventilator. Go get that. Take one for the team, guys.
Look.
No.
And that's a wrap. Talk to him, because I ain't fuck with that shot. Yo, I must keep doing what I was doing. Try to stay safe. But definitely, you can find Will at where we can find you at?
You can find me on Facebook at Baltimore Will or Instagram at Brand New Will Will.
I was at Dairy Queen _ on Instagram. But I got to fix that a little better. So once I get that going, then yeah.
Welcome
said,
to the new millennium.
She said, yeah, she's. I'm like, the fuck? Is she running from the feds? The fuck?
She definitely
want to
run.
She want to run. But you can find me at Talk To Him Con, man. TalkToHimCon. You already. And we out. Peace.
Peace.